I wish to call your attention to 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4, beginning to read at verse 16. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. Great events cast their shadows, and the shadow is a rather ominous thing. It is true that the second coming of Christ is ominous in its meaning as far as this present world is concerned. But it is a million miles from being ominous to the children of God, for it is the hope of the church. It is the very desire of our hearts. It is the expectation of every true child of God. The second coming of Christ is based not upon mortal words or in mortal writings or upon earthly evidence. It is based upon the personal spoken word of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is a great deal of confusion and discussion about Christ's coming, even among religious people today. There are millions of people who believe in the second return of Christ. There are those who have not seen this great truth. They have not shared the thrill of expectancy. At any moment as they walk this earth, Christ may reach down and literally pick them up in his hands and take them unto himself. And the Christian who does not have that experience or have that knowledge is missing something in this world.